You're listening to the Greg and Dan podcast. Hello, welcome to the best podcast on earth. My name is Greg Thompson.
And I'm Dan Smith.
Yeah, that's right. That's the way we do it here. So smooth, so slick. I love it.
Normally.
Yep. Normally. Sometimes it's a mess.
Oh dear, never mind.
And welcome to this radio show in our amazing new underground sex base in Soho.
Way. Get you. You are rhyming genius.
Rhyming, timing, blimin, schlimin.
Okay, now you should stop.
Damn it. But yeah, welcome to the lair. I'm going to call this the lair.
This should be the lair.
The lair.
It's the sexy lair at the moment.
It's the sexy lair.
We've got a lot of light.
Yeah, you've got like the romantic cold air lighting going on. Yeah, cold air to keep us cool while we're
blowing on the back of our necks. Oh, dear.
Oh,
this is our third show.
Yes. Yeah, this is our third show.
What? You were going to say something.
I was.
What?
Okay, so our first show was at Dan's house.
Whoop. Was it? Yes, yeah. It was. No, it was at Claire's.
Oh, yeah, Claire's house, your girlfriend. Yep. And then the second show, where was that, Dan?
Here.
In the lair.
In the lair.
So, yeah, we should have probably mentioned that last show, but we're just having a little greeting to the lair. I'd set off, like, party poppers and streamers and stuff, but
But you didn't.
No. I didn't come that prepared. I got on a train straight from work, wolfed down a Burger King, and then got it.
Oh, dear, how's Burger King?
Delicious.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's
anything
nice.
With XL in the beginning of it is always amazing. with regards to food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not talking about just you, Dan.
No. Oh, thanks. I hope you're thinking what I'm thinking.
Yes.
Good. Right.
Your nose. When I get that feel.
You can't bring that up.
Yeah, it's true. Okay.
So how have you been?
I've been very well, thank you, Dan. It has been a while. It feels like it's been too long.
Yeah, not long enough.
Wow. Wow. Such well, positive energy on this radio show.
Oh, yeah.
Well, podcast.
It's never been negative.
What? It's never been negative? You just said that you didn't want to see me ever again.
Could you not get the sarcasm?
No.
Oh, dear. That's why I'm horrible to you.
Could you explain sarcasm to me one more time?
No. Because it's more funny if I don't.
Okay, I'm just going to sit here confused.
Well, last time we were here, in the lair.
Yes.
We were talking about the Olympics.
Yes.
So now it's over. Although it's not. Still got the Paralympics.
Yes. But I've been thinking, right?
That's dangerous.
Since the Olympics is over, right?
It's not.
Well, the big, like, pomp and ceremony.
What's wrong with... Oh, what's wrong with the Paralympics?
No,
then?
I'm excited for the Paralympics as well. But,
clearly,
you know, it's two different entities, isn't it? It's the Olympics and then the Paralympics.
Yeah.
So now all the crazy, you know, madness. I mean, and then we've got the Paralympics afterwards, which is going to be incredible as well.
Yeah.
And then after that, what do we do?
I know. I was
like, I've forgotten what happens now.
You know, I was saying that, like, the other day, I was like, we've had the Jubilee.
Yep.
We had all that massive amount of time off.
Good times.
Yep. Can't go wrong with that.
Yep.
We've had the Olympics. And I could have sworn there was something else that's happened this year. Something big like the Jubilee and the Olympics. But I can't think. For some reason, I feel like there is, but I don't think there is.
Oh, you are forgetting the end of the world.
Oh, no. That's in December.
December 21st
yeah.
is happening.
For all you believers out there.
I thought you said Beliebers.
I nearly did.
When Justin Bieber releases his new album,
the world is going to be destroyed.
You heard it here first. This is Greg and Dan's
podcast. Well, no, saying that, talking about Justin Bieber,
okay.
There was a program on yesterday. It was about the story of 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't really want to watch it.
Understandably.
But Claire insisted.
Right. Basically, has she read the book?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
They want to make a movie of it.
Yep. They should make it in 3D. With Megan Fox as the starring role.
Apparently they're saying they don't care about the female. It's all about the male, basically, the book.
Yeah, of course, because it's told from
said,
a female's perspective.
Yeah.
In the same way that Twilight is told from a female's
yeah.
perspective. But you like it anyway.
I'm not really that much of a fan anymore.
Have you read the book?
I've read like the first 50 pages of the first book.
How many of the films have you seen?
Two.
Did you not realise they were rubbish the first time? I just want to double check that this is definitely rubbish.
It drew me
in.
Oh,
it is.
It drew me in. Basically, back to my point.
Yeah, sorry.
They were saying that they should get Justin Bieber to be the male actor of 50 Shades of Grey, the movie.
That would just be so awkward. Because like, I imagine him still being a tiny child.
They should do it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Because then he'll finally realise that no one likes him. No one's going to turn up to his movie.
Well, loads of believers turned up to his big tour.
And thing. How old are they?
11, 12, I don't know.
50 Shades of Grey. 50 Shades of Grey is not going to be...
It's all coming together now. This is this.
It's not going to be like a PG. Mate, starring Justin Bieber.
You're a genius.
It's going to be like an 18, surely, because apparently it's quite like hardcore book.
It's basically...
Rape.
Porn in a book.
And rape.
Oh, is it? I didn't know there was that in it as well. So it's like Clockwork Orange in a book.
Oh, Clockwork Orange is a good film.
Slightly creepy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see that. Good film. Sure. So we need to set up a Facebook page.
Yes. Why?
Like, to get Justin Bieber to be the star of 50 Shades of Grey.
Yes. Yeah, yes, yes.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes,
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 yes, yes. Yes,
yes, yes.
Yes. We're doing the yes dance, by the way. That's a new thing on our radio show.
Do the yes dance.
Wow, we're so bad at this radio thing. Sudden realisation.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
We shouldn't quit our day job.
Yeah. Our day job. Like we work together. In the secret underground lair.
No, maybe. Oh, dear. Yes, okay, we have to set up a Facebook page, get all those believers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk to us on our Facebook page at Greg and Dan. So Dan, what have you been up to since I last saw you?
Not much. That's the end of that.
This is the part of the show where you're meant to tell me what you've been up to, like a little story or antidote.
Oh, right.
Don't feel too much pressure because I haven't thought of mine yet. This show is so organised.
Oh yeah, what show is?
That's true. Well, just you know, one thing.
One thing.
One thing that's happened to you since I've not been in your life.
I lost someone's frisbee.
Wow. Tell me the story of you losing someone's frisbee, Dan.
I was in the park.
Yep.
And I did a really bad throw.
Yep.
And it went in the tree.
So...
And as the Olympics was on...
Yep.
Yeah. I got a massive... Because I thought I could get it.
Right.
So I found a massive log and I started doing like the javelin in the trees.
I'm glad you've got inspiration from the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
But I bet you look like an idiot.
No one said anything.
Mm. But did you get the frisbee out of the tree? I'll take it as a no.
No, I didn't.
No, thought not. That's cool. That's fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. What about you?
Me?
I've won two in a row on stories.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
I talked about Happy Meals last time. That was the most important thing
and
ever.
I talked about someone falling on me on my lap on the train.
Oh, yeah, that was quite awkward.
So I've won two, because I won the first one, but yeah. I can't remember what it was. But I know I won.
Yeah. But this is your competition.
Chance. Yes, it is. This is your chance to beat me. Beat my frisbee.
It's not a competition, but... I hate to brag, but I got to see, so you know, pre the Olympics, the flag went all around, all over the place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Flag?
The flag.
Flame?
The flag flame torch thing went all over the place, all over the country. And one of the places it went to was Leeds Castle, which is near Maidstone.
Yes.
Right? So I didn't go to Leeds Castle as such.
Right.
But in Moat Park, the park that's like right next to my house, there was a big screen that showed you what was happening at Leeds Castle.
I can see where this is going.
So I saw that, and I saw all the performers that were there at Leeds Castle. You know, like, you know, small names like Frizzle Kicks and all that kind of rubbish.
Yeah, yeah.
And then afterwards, after they finished at Leeds Castle, we had our own little mini gig in Maidstone. Ask me who the amazing guests were at that mini gig, Daniel Smith.
Who were the amazing mini gigs, Greg?
They were the one, the only, Barry from EastEnders. Yeah, you're amazed. Awe struck your face looks right now. I saw Barry from EastEnders live singing what was basically karaoke on stage.
Is he the one
for half an hour?
He died by it from Janine.
Yes.
Oh, Barry.
Yeah. He made a great joke. He was like, and who thinks Janine pushed me? And some people went, nah. And then he went, and who thinks that I just fell over because I'm clumsy? And some people went, nah. And then he went, and who doesn't care? And everyone went, yay! And then, to round off the evening, there was another incredible act.
Who?
Alvin Stardust.
I thought you were going to say Alvin and the Chipmunks.
And the Chipmunks.
Who's Alvin Stardust?
You don't know Alvin Stardust. Let me show you a picture of Alvin Stardust.
You're on airplane mode.
No, but I have it saved on my phone for occasions
dear.
Like this. This
the
has happened
moments.
So frequently recently because I've been telling people that I've seen Alvin Stardust and it was amazing.
Uh-huh.
And just, okay, say the first word that comes to your mind when you see this picture into your microphone. Dan Smith, go.
What's wrong with the hair?
To describe it roughly, it's what you would call a mullet. And, like, big mutton chops.
Do you know, the picture doesn't... I still don't know who it is.
Salmon Stardust. He did that song, My Cuckoo Cuckoo.
Give us a tune. Sing it.
My Cuckoo Cuckoo Cuckoo. You don't know? Okay, so I don't know the one song that he was famous for.
You got all excited. And you don't even know who he is.
No, but the good thing was he mainly performed covers, so it wasn't quite so bad.
So he's not that famous?
No. He mainly
did covers. What other pictures do you have on your phone?
Just that. Just that one. Just that one of Alvin Stardust. What other pictures do I need on my phone? Here's Barry from EastEnders from about 10 miles away.
Let's have a look.
Just, you have to zoom a lot. Keep zooming.
Oh, hey, he does look like Barry.
That's because it is Barry.
No, he's a made-up character.
No. No. Oh, no, he was performing under his real name, but nobody knew what his real name was.
Like
so he became Barry
something.
From EastEnders. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't think it's Stephen. I remembered it just a second ago while I was talking to you, and then it went...
Oh. Well, I think we should vote. Just us two.
Whose story was best?
Yeah.
Alvin Stardust, or...
I lost the frisbee.
Frisbee?
No. This is... No. This is slightly unfair, I think.
Why?
Because
your
I
story is not really that much
that
better than mine.
Both
you
of my
met,
stories...
Well, you didn't even meet any of them. From about 30 metres away, you saw what looked like Barry from
EastEnders. What's Barry from EastEnders? You should have heard his jokes. They were terrible.
And then you met a guy... Who has a weird mullet?
You don't even know.
It's Alvin Stardust.
You don't even know. But with a name like Alvin Stardust, it's pretty incredible.
You don't even know what.
Mate, if my name was Alvin Stardust, you would love me forever.
I think I would shoot you.
And if I came out to you and my coo,
I'd probably punch you in the face. Right. Okay. Put that picture up on our Facebook.
I will.
And show everyone who you met.
Yeah. Both those pictures. The amazing one of Barry.
Yeah.
I also recorded a very short video,
give us
The day. It's 6 seconds long, but I want to play it close to the microphone so you can hear.
6 seconds?
So you can hear.
It's not really a video, is it?
You just come over here. Come over here so you can see it.
Okay,
I just want to play it close to my mic so that the other people can hear. That's it. That's the video. And I will put that online on the website as well for everyone to check out.
Okay, well, a Frisbee story won at the end of that, basically.
Hey, this is unfair. We need to make this vote fairer because you're just voting for yourself and I'm just voting for myself.
Yeah.
And clearly my vote is more important. And you're claiming that yours is, pretending you own this town.
Yeah.
And technically you work here. But that's not the point.
But the thing is your story, like, if you said you had met them... Like,
I had,
no,
from 30 metres
exactly.
away.
Exactly. If you had met them, like, gone up to them and gone, you're Barry from EastEnders.
Can
and
I have
he
a
would
picture?
Have gone, you're Greg from the famous Greg and Dan podcast.
That almost five people listen to every week.
That will grow. If he had said that, hands down, you would have won.
Yeah.
But you didn't.
But I saw Alvin Stardust.
You should have lied.
I'm not going to lie.
If you want to win. It's too late. The Frisbee story won.
Talking of all these arguments, I want to talk to you about a segment we used to do called Greg versus Dan.
Oh, yeah.
Now, usually this would take form in like a quiz type mode where your girlfriend would present and I would always win. Well, it's the truth.
No.
I think every time I actually won.
Didn't we draw once?
Yeah, maybe. But let's just count that as a win for me, because it's easier that way.
All right, you can have that win if I have the story win.
No!
So I won that quiz.
Okay, fine. So it was 2-1 to me, still.
What for?
For the quizzes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So I think we ought to consider some Greg versus Dan ideas that we could possibly move on with.
Okay.
You know, and doing the show as like a regular segment.
Okay.
Good. We should work on that. We should probably have discussed this outside of the radio show. Because when we think, we go quiet, and that doesn't make for good radio.
We'll do it next time.
Yeah. We'll work on that for you.
No,
that's something to look forward to.
No, go on. Explain it a bit more.
Well, what do you want me to explain?
What? Like, we can think of any idea and...
Yeah, well...
It can become true.
Yeah. Magic wish granters, Greg and Dan.
Yeah.
Good. I like your contribution to that ident that I just made live.
That wasn't live.
What are you talking about? We mass-produced that. I just think, you know, a little bit of competitiveness, because the story thing isn't really that competitive, because I'm winning. So
no, you're clearly not winning on the stories.
I met Alvin Stardust and started
revolution. You won this story,
and
I'm still winning 2-1.
No. I started a revolution with regards to children's food and adults eating children's food.
That's not a story.
It is.
That was just a section.
It is. It's a story.
It's not.
It's a story of my life. The pain. And suffering that I go through to get kids' meals.
I'm so glad you finished that sentence off with meals.
Creepy paedophile pose.
Yeah.
Dan.
So you need to explain this a bit more so I can think of anything.
Well, yeah, like, you know, there. It kind of has to be stuff that we haven't done before. So you can't be like, oh, Greg, me versus you at a game of Pro Tools. Because I'll be like, well, I'm fudged.
Okay.
I don't know how you play a game of Pro Tools, but whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it has to be like something, you know, cool.
All right, first person to complete a game of Pokemon.
I don't have a game of... Oh, actually, lies. I have Pokemon Stadium for the N64.
Oh, and I've always beaten you at that.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
Have you ever...
Yes.
But I won.
Yes.
No. Yes, I won!
You didn't. It's because first thing I'd say to you as soon as it came in, can we play Pokemon?
I'm Dan Smith.
Thanks.
It's all right. It was an accurate impression.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah, I think we just ought to, you know, have a little competition between us, you know.
Okay.
Because.
All right. First one to pick
no,
up this tissue box.
Right now. That's so unfair.
And then throw it at Greg.
First one to get hit in the face by a tissue. Oh, I won! Oh! Ow, my face as well. That's a, like, side part
sorry.
To that story.
Yeah,
hit
sorry.
Me with the corner.
Did you actually?
Yes, and surprised I'm not bleeding out of my face.
You actually look like you're in pain.
I am in so much pain.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
First one to pour water over Dan's head. Why is there an open bottle of water in here? It's not even mine.
Let's have it. No, I'm going to put it in the bin.
I thought you were going to throw
you've
it at me
got
then.
A really big...
Have I actually got a massive bark there? You fudge monkey.
Oh. I'm going to die. Look, watch this. This is going to go in the bin.
Yeah.
Yeah? Ah!
Fail!
Oh,
Greg wins another round. Greg versus Dan.
No. No.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we should seriously consider... I think that would be fun for me to beat you at everything.
You wish.
Prove it. So, yeah. You can find exclusive content at greganddan.co.uk. Oh, dear. So, Dan.
Greg.
There's one more thing I wanted to talk to you about.
Yes.
At the end of last week's show.
Last week's?
Last time's show. I was drunk the whole time. Last time show, we had a serious discussion.
Yes.
Very serious indeed.
Uber serious.
About Kinder Eggs.
Did indeed.
So, in mine and Daniel's personal opinion, Kinder Eggs should do like a big Kinder Egg with either a big toy or lots of small toys inside for Easter.
Mm-hmm.
So, I, being... me, decided to contact Kinder, well, Kinder Bueno, who are like the overlords of Kinder.
Yep.
And ask them about, you know, whether they think about creating this egg. And I have had no response. And that's the end of the show. Yeah! Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Did they not reply?
No, they haven't replied at all.
What did you say?
I put it on the website. I put my entire, like, I called it the Ode to Kinder Eggs.
I can't believe they didn't reply. No.
Do you want me to read the words? It was really nice as well. Actually, I totally can't because they're not on here at all.
Not on your phone with the pictures of Barry and
yeah, no.
Whatever his name was.
No. Alvin Stardust.
I can't believe they didn't reply. Why would they? That's rude.
Maybe I should follow it up with another
in response, I'm not buying any more Kinder surprises.
I can't make that promise.
But the idea of having a giant Kinder surprise egg is amazing.
Dan, you know what we should do? If they don't
we
make
should write another letter.
Yeah, we should write another letter. And B, if it doesn't happen by Easter, we're going to make our own.
I did consider saying let's make our own.
Let's do it. Well, all we need to do is melt chiclet. Can you tell I'm really good in the kitchen?
Chiclet.
Yeah.
Let's melt some
a chiclet, and then we'll cover it in butter, and then throw some feathers at it, and then we'll be done. That's how it works, right?
Edible.
Delicious.
Feathers.
Yeah. No, so we'll melt the chocolate and then just put it in a mould. It can't be that hard, right?
No, it can't be.
Not quite sure how we stick the two sides of the egg together.
Glue? Do you not know?
No.
Why?
Well, you work in a chocolate shop.
Yeah.
Maybe
what
you know.
Do, you might get the moulds.
Yeah. Like this?
Yeah.
Like you're grabbing someone's...
breasts?
Yeah.
And then you melt either edge, either the every edge.
Oh, so you just heat it up a little bit.
And then glue it together.
And then it goes... Oh, that is magical.
And then it dries together.
That's amazing. Thank God you worked in a chocolate shop.
I don't know what I would have done without it.
Definitely worth it. For this one thing.
If I haven't learned anything.
Mate, you know what? Easter's so far away.
I don't know. Because it's only 4 months till Christmas.
I think we should have one for Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah.
A Christmas giant Kinder Surprise each.
You really can't talk, can you?
No.
Yeah, let's do one for Christmas.
Yes. Two. One for you, one for me.
How big is this egg going to be?
Like a normal-sized Easter egg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where are we going to get the moulds?
That minor complication.
Okay.
I don't know. There must be a place you can buy Easter egg moulds.
There probably is online.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. If not, we can just make it in a... Oh, no, we can't even do that, can we?
What?
Because it's like a shell, you can't just pour the chocolate in a bowl because it'd just go to the bowl.
I think we're going to have to build it up in stages.
Oh, okay.
So you put the chocolate in, like, so it floats to the bottom. Floats? It goes to the bottom.
Everything floats to the bottom.
So it goes to the bottom, let it dry, then do the... And out a bit.
They can't do that. That's way too hard. There must be an easy way. But how?
We could just do a whole chocolate egg. There's no middle. It's just whole. Then we can drill a hole.
And put what in it?
A toy.
Yeah, but then you have to seal it back up, don't you?
Yeah. Easy.
You're talking like a solid egg. You know how many Kinder eggs we'd have to melt to make a solid
Kinder
egg?
Why would you choose to melt a Kinder egg?
Because that's the point, isn't it?
I thought you were just going to get normal chocolate.
No! We've got to have a Kinder. We could get those Kinder Maxis, though, which is more chocolate for less money.
What's that?
They're the Kinder Egg chocolate, but without the fun and excitement of a toy.
So they're the stuff for adults.
Yeah. Although they've got a child on the front who has... impressively white teeth. Like, scarily white.
It must tell me you'll eat this chocolate and you'll get white teeth.
Yeah. That's what the white chocolate is on the inside. It's toothpaste.
Wow. That's really put me off.
Delicious toothpaste. Om nom nom. So what have we learned today, Daniel?
That we're going to make a Kinder Egg.
We're going to make a giant Kinder Egg.
I won on the stories.
I've learned to not throw frisbees in trees.
I've learned not to have really weird pictures on my phone of a weird guy with a mullet.
I've learned to have more weird pictures on my phone of a guy with a mullet.
I've learned that throwing a box of tissues at Greg's head hurts him.
I've learned that I'm bleeding out of my forehead. And on that note, goodbye. Thank you for watching the show, listening to the show. Oh, I can't even end a show right.
Oh, dear. I thought we had more to talk about.
No.
Bye.
You can now subscribe to the Greg and Dan podcast on iTunes.